A few weeks ago, we did Shaky Tinnies for Kids and Kids, which was an opportunity to raise some money. We raised over $14,000, which
was
is
a great
brilliant.
Effort.
Now, the great thing is we thought, well, we're going to have teams, of course, Team Nathan, Team Nat, Team Sean, and we need shirts done for that, and we need images on them. Now, I was going to do them, but then a guy sent a photo through on Facebook that he did a caricature of me a little while ago.
It's uncanny.
It was so bloody awesome. We've got him right now, Jeremy Goodchild. Hi, Jeremy. How you going, mate?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
Hey,
fantastic.
Jeremy.
Firstly, you are very talented, buddy.
Thank you.
Now, you've got your own business, drawattention.com.au. Everyone can go and check it out.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Jeremy, do you make a living out of doing caricatures for people?
Part of my living. Unfortunately, it doesn't pay enough to pay all the bills, so I have to have a sort of Clark Kent day job as well.
What is that, Jeremy?
I'm an engineer.
I'm not sure that is a great job. Well, an engineer.
This was what puzzles me, Jeremy. You're so bloody talented. I love what you do. You just pick a random feature and just blow it up, which Sean was very paranoid about his hairline, by the way.
I think you got me and Nathan mixed up.
I think it's really great. And I just don't see how this can't be a full-time career for you yet.
Yeah, look, I do it. I do a bit of it most weekends just for fun. I get hired out to events and things like that and do commission jobs for people that want, you know, a gift for someone that, you know, has everything already, you know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Now it did appear that you did pick one of our features for each of us, and it with me it was the, well, cheekbones by the looks of it, or I just had my wisdom teeth out, not sure.
Gave me giant gums.
And Sean had a very long neck and a
and
high
tiny head.
Yeah.
Now, how do you decide which feature you're going to pick on?
Look, I mean, I think it's the first thing that sort of jumps out at me, you know, and I sort of, it's relative proportions of features, I think. If something just jumps out, like Nathan's gums are so juicy, I just needed to draw them and take that shot.
Look, are they big?
In the caricature, a lot bigger.
I know.
I thought, for me, Jerry, like you're saying about it, Nathan, I thought, straight away, the nose, because that's the one thing on my
face. Yeah, it's fairly prominent.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing you didn't attack. Sean was really worried.
I
love it. I think the style's fantastic. They look brilliant.
They look very good.
They look as good as, they look like the art that will be done in the Rolling Stone. That's how good it is.
Pretty cool, Jeremy. We're quite impressed. Yeah. We thought we might give the opportunity to somebody for you to draw their caricature. You're up for that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, you can help us pick. 13, 24, 10. Anybody at all that would love their caricature done by Jeremy, he's bloody talented. And we need to know
just
the event
a reason.
Why.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting married. Maybe you just got a new boob job. Maybe you've lost your dog.
Maybe you've been with your boyfriend nearly a year.
Yeah.
Like, what a celebration.
I have.
Yeah. Ooh, what a celebration.
I know.
That'd be.
Next week we've got an anniversary coming up.
So, Jeremy, we'll listen to some people. We'll pick one. You're just going to need a photo from them, aren't you?
Yeah, they can just email me a photo, as many photos as possible. Take it from there.
All right,
good on you, Jeremy. Thank you.
That's
all right,
Jeremy from drawattention.com.au. Everyone should check it out.
All right, now we found this extraordinarily talented man. Turns out
very talented.
He's an engineer by day and a caricature artist by night. You can see his fine work when he drew caricatures of us for our Shaky Tinnies T-shirts. That's up at novafm.com.au if you want to check it out.
Or if you want to see his other work where he does these awesome pictures of celebrities as well, go to drawattention.com.au. We've got Jeremy with us now. Jeremy, you're going to help us pick who you're going to do a caricature of, all right?
For sure. All right.
Jody from Karama, you're our first contender. Why would you like Jeremy to do your caricature?
Thursday morning, guys. How you going?
Good, Jones.
Good. I'm getting married on the 4th of August. I just wanted something a bit special to share
the guest. Soon.
Are you going to commemorate the big day?
Well, that's okay. So who are you getting married to?
His name is Boris.
Boris.
I've seen with a tennis racket already.
I like that already. Okay, so I don't know what arty questions you'd need to ask, Jeremy. Do you have big heads? Because that would mean he'd have to use more ink, I'm guessing.
They'll be big anyway,
even if they didn't start.
Oh, that's good.
Johnny, do you have a feature that stands out?
Big teeth, I guess.
Big teeth.
Okay. What about your partner, Ben Judge?
Partner,
Big what? Like
small eyes, I guess. maybe
what
really
they say
funny.
About guys with small eyes.
So, I can see that picture now, just a set of teeth with legs and a tiny pair of eyes. Perfect. All right.
All right, you're a contender, Jodie. Thank you. Jody. Let's go to Jenna from Lakelands. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jenna.
Why would you like a caricature?
I brought a mobile food van about 4 years ago, and from the start, I always said I wanted to get like a cartoon feature done of myself on the side, but money, never got it done, never really thought about who could do it. And then when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, I would it's love meant to be. Have like a drawn, and then I could get it made into a sticker feature and put it on the side.
Oh, so that you get it done great. As a wrap, Jeremy. What do you think about that?
That'd be actually good advertising for me. So.
Well, be, Jess.
Could I always put your name underneath if I get it made into?
Oh, hello.
I like that.
I see where you're going there, Jenna.
Something
you're
for him.
Very clever.
Jenna, do you have a feature that stands out?
Probably my freckles. I have a little nose.
No, that's fine. So far, we've got big teeth, tiny eyes, freckles, and a little nose.
Yeah,
we've got a good choice.
What a freaky bunch you lot are. Let's go to Paula in Bertram. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Now,
hey,
why do you want a caricature?
I've always wanted to get my two sons done for my dad, and he's 60 this year.
Oh, so a picture of your kids to give to your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's a good idea.
It is, and the style that Jeremy does it in, that would be hilarious. These children that look like they come from the hills have eyes.
Yes. And do that. Do
my boys have really big eyes as well. So.
Big eyes.
Big eyes.
Yeah. Oh, jellyfish.
Like, sure. I do. Right. Guys.
We've got big eyed children for a 60th.
All right, and let's wrap it up with Geordie from Mundaring. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Geordie.
Now, what do you want a caricature for?
Well, I've got four sons, and they range from 22 down to 14. And being the only female in the house, they usually, you know, hang everything on their mother. Oh, so I'd love to see. Yep. The four of them with everything hung on them.
So it's kind of like a revenge caricature. We
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, exactly.
Take us through the four boys and their distinguishing features.
Okay, the first one, he's over 6 foot with receding hairline. second one has the really curly hair. Mm. And the third one is Mr. Football, so Ben Cousins will be perfect for training for him. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one has a lovely big mole in the in the centre of his forehead.
You're a great mother, by the way.
Hey,
I am a great mother.
So, Jeremy, you've heard that. Great parenting there.
Yep. So, we've got, let's recap. We've got Jodie, who's getting married in just a few weeks' time.
Big teeth, and her husband, her fiance's got small eyes.
And his name's Boris.
Jenna, who's got a food van, she wants her face on the side, and she's got freckles and a tiny nose. Then we've got Paula, whose dad's turning 60, and she wants to have her two sons drawn, and they've got
big
giant eyes, those kids. And then, of course, we just spoke
Geordie's
to Jodie.
Four freakish sons. One has a big mole.
She wants revenge.
Jeremy, what do you think?
There's so much choice. I'm torn between... I'm a sucker for big teeth, so... It's either the big teeth or the van, which is a really unique sort of application.
Okay, so the first and the second. So Jodie or Jenna? Jodie is the big teeth married, and Jenna's
the
freckles food van.
Is there anything that can sort of compel me besides the freckles on the van one?
Back to Jenna. Jenna, any other features?
Oh, God, I've got a librette in my chin. I've got, I don't know.
I don't know, monobrow. What have you got?
I'm not ugly.
No, unique. Unique is what we're looking for. What do you think, Jeremy?
I can draw a monobrow even if there isn't one there. It's fine. I'm happy to do that.
All right, it's going to be Jenna on the side of the mobile food van.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Well done.
We have our winner, everybody. You really should go and check out Jeremy's stuff at drawattention.com.au. It's fantastic. And we'll follow this up and see how it ends up on the side of the food van with your monobrow.
I would love to be in the room next time Geordie from Mundaring has a family function.
Yes.
Because I think her boys are going to have a crack at her again. It's 5 to 8 on Nova. Thanks, Jeremy.
No worries. Thank you.